Yeah, a couple of things. So today, the shiur from 11 to 12, those that want to stay for Chumash, we then have Chumash from 10 to 12 to 12:30. And if there's a minyan, if you want to have a mincha, we could do that as well, if you like to. Have a mincha, unless you want to have a later. So, that is the story. Another thing I mentioned about last week, next week, Bez Hashem, on Tuesday, so whatever I mentioned about next week on Tuesday, that we have to reschedule the shiur at a different time, has been nullified. So, Bez Hashem, Tuesday, Bez Hashem, should be regular. Okay? And that shiur was moved to a different time and sometime in the future. Okay. So, yesterday, we had the discussion about fascinating ideas. What's the roah? A roah levana b'chidusha. So what about a blind person? What about somebody who could see but forgot to look? What about somebody who has a patch on his eye? Right? All these questions. And Rabbi Tamkin pointed out basically the Chakira, and this is brought down in the Sefer Kiddush Levon as well, is this, you know, pure bracha on the Chiddush Shel Olam, the Kiddush Levana, or there's an aspect of what? Hana to it. And therefore, one could fit in these different discussions. But today I'm going to show you something even more striking. And let me phrase it this way. What's the bigger hitter? You know, sometimes you come out to do Kiddush Levana, there's a mamish like a sliver. Not a small Levana, a clean little Levana. And you know, people are cruxing, and then you come out sometime, wow, that's a Levana. Oh, beautiful Levana. So what's more mahuder? Is it more mahuder to have the what? The groisa Levana? You know, geshmaka Levana. Or is it more mahuder to have the...
To do it as soon as possible in the month.
Yeah. So we're going to see that the Rambam has a shita. Very clear in the Rambam on page 5. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. Says the Rambam, page 5. It's all about brachas and more working. Page 5, Jonathan. Tom brachas vanakil hikbil preashkina. You mevarach the chodesh mizmano ki il hikbil preashkina. You mro berach ala belel harishon mevarach ala ad shishar tayom b'chodesh ad shetimole b'chimasa. So the Pasha Pshad is at some point out and that's the Sefer and Kiddush Levana of Yaakov Tannenbaum, that the Pasha Pshat is, the sooner the better. In other words, if you didn't do it on day one, in other words, after the Levana is Bechidusha, after the 29 and a half and Tavshin Tzadikim Chalakim have passed, so after that, it's the... is the Kiddush Halavana. It takes a little time to see it, maybe a day until you can finally see it. But that's when the Levana was Mischadish. So Pashtus is, as this Svarim points out, is you should do it right away. You know, Mamish, right away. And the Sefer of Yaakov Tanim, the Kiddush Halavana points out, Lechora, see for the Rambam that it's not a din in Hana. It's a din in the Chiddush Halavana, and therefore, if the Levana is Mishkadesh, so that's the best time to say it. And you could say it until it, you know, becomes full. Until it, you know, Acha Timole Pigimasa. You know, it's a full moon. And after the full moon, it starts getting less. So, but the best time to say it, according to the Rambam, would be right away. Soon as you could see it, even though you'd say it's very shvach. You know, the crescent or something like that. Because that's what the bracha is on. And it's not only the Rambam says this. They point out a couple of other Rishonim as well articulate this as well. And who is that? The Yad Ramah, the Meiri, etc. So if you look at the Yad Ramah on page 7, Yad Ramah is from Meir Abulafia. In my mother's family, we always had Abulafias come to the house. You know, in an Ashkenazi castle, you're not going to have Abulafias coming to your house. But we always had cousins Abulafias coming to the house, because we're Turkish Jews from Istanbul, etc. So Rabbi Rav Yochanan Admasa Mivarchim Alachodesh Achi Timole Pekimoso Nafkemina the Lobirich Biyomakama. Right, if you didn't do it the first day, then and look at the footnote. Before we did Rabbi Yad Biyom Aleph Kainu Barambam, and then he quotes the Meiri, says the same idea. Meiri here on page 9. Kol Varchos Bismanu Kimu Mekabel Vayashchina. Then he says on page 9, "Vademus haMevarchim Lo Birch B'Layla Rishona Mevarch B'Shnia V'Chein Ache Timole B'Gimosa B'Tasa Kenafa." So that is that is what all these Rishonim subscribe to.
It's the lower the above, right? Because 16th is already waning the moon.
That's a whole separate shear. Maybe even more than one sheet from this topic. Okay? So you have to see. Yes.
Why is this necessarily around why don't we say, okay, if you don't do it on the first day, so then do it the next day? So why does he give this entire window of time? It seems like this is the time period in which,
because in other words, it's a Chiddush HaLevana. So Chiddush HaLevana means till it started at zero and now it gets full, and then after that it's gonna wane.
Right,
okay. So the Chiddush HaLevana is up to there, but Bistam the Lashon is Mashma that you should really make it the first day. If you didn't make it, you can make it whereas you could have said a Lashon Mitzvasa. The phraseology is if you didn't do it the first day, you do it meaning the first day is really the best day, because that's the closest to the Chiddush HaLevana there is. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on page 10.
Yes, we have to see the future fact of why we know what our halacha is to wait 3 days after the Mola.
That's right, we'll have to see that also. Not even a future fact, we're going to see that right now on page 10. So he says like this. Venira, the first word of the line is Venira Lamori. Keep going down with a bracket. I bracket it, but then towards the end of the bracket, the first word of the line is Venira Lamori Harav. Shepesh me. This machtek moshen lusumi kala rasulomish nimta kachol hachanami rasulomish shasha maso kaor. Because the lashon is in the Maseches the Mate Kalavana. So let's see the lesson here. Because you see, the Masechet Sofrim, it says, Mevarchim Alavonim, Mishin Misbasim. So what does it mean, Mevarchim Alavonim, Mishin Misbasim? So he says, Perishim, first word like Perishim. Perishim will come and Perushim, Yesh Omrim and Motzei Shabbos, Shem Mevarchim Alavonim. So it's, Misbasim means it should be the time that you make a bracha on the Besonim. So that's Motzei Shabbos. Vein ze miskabel klal. The matam huzavut lo sadover for Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, he says he doesn't like that pshat. Yesh mefarshim mispasim lo shon chupa. Ovid busma lebrei. Whereas Lashon in the Gemara is Ovid Busmul Lebrei, means he made a chuppah for his son. Klomer also chuppah lebno. That's a lomer mishasha teosek mechuppah, she gdolak tzas. Meir. Near Lemori, another pshat, shem mismasek. Lashon lebsumi kala. Nimtaka kala. Chanami shasha mosoka orshala. In other words, he says, mispasim doesn't have to do with what? Besomim, and it doesn't have the chuba, means you have a mesikus, meaning you have some hanah from it. You neneh from it. And zeu achar beiz yomim o gimel. Aval yerach ben yomo mitoch katnuso eina orshalo mosok she'ena dom neneh mimenu. So this is the first source that we've seen of this idea of hanah. Because it says Masechet Sofrim that what? That Mevarach Lavonim Mishin Misbasein. So, and he has all these different pshatim, Misbasein. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona quotes from the Rabbeinu Yona, that he liked the pshat Misbasein, that you have some type of it's moso, it's geshmak, meaning that you get some light and hanoah from it. So he says, so therefore you can't make it on the first day. Beis or Gimel. You have to wait 2 or 3 days. But if it's Yerach Ben Yomo, then it's you're not going to get any Hanah. Ah, that's closer, that's the, what the Sefer Kiddush Levada said with the Shittas HaRambam. So as he points out in that Sefer Kiddush Levada, Yaakov Tannenbaum, that the Rambam Shita is that it's a pure din, like whatever you're talking about saying then, of Kiddush Halavana, Rah Lavana Bechidusha, period. No other thing. This added requirement of Misbasein is Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation of Masechet Sofrim. But you have other interpretations. Maybe it means that you wait till Motzei Shabbos. Maybe it means, you know, it could be other things. No, it's not a mamish birchas hanenin. Means like you make a bracha first, and then you get the hanah. Here you. In other words, we want it's a bracha on the chidush halavana, but the tenai that there's potential hanah here right now. So therefore, he says if you don't wait 2 or 3 days, you're not going to have that. Whereas the Sefer Kiddush Levana points out that the Rambam sheet is that there's no Indian of that. There was, and fakir, the first day might be the best day. And if you didn't do the first day, you can do it the second day, third day, tenth day, etc. But there's no requirement of mispasim of this interpretation, at least.
The Sefer Kiddush is what you quoted from yesterday. The lesson we have is in Baruch Hanah Al Hayrech Al Tishak Shekum
Busum
of a Kalim Noyim.
Right. So
the Kalim Noyim. It sounds like a person.
Person, right.
Not the Levon.
Right, right.
It's different. He says,
right, it's the same thing.
Unless you get it. Argus
that. Right, Argus that doesn't fit in, right. The Klal. But And if you look, how do we paskin on this? Do we paskin like the Rambam? Do we paskin like the what? Like the Rabbeinu Yonah? So the Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to get to this today. We're going to see what the Shulchan Aruch says, a big Kiddush, which is in neither of the Rishonim. Says the Mechaber, Ein Mevorchim Aleha Ad Sheyavru Shiva Yomim Aleha. Page 12, Sif Dalet. So the Mechaber paskin 7 days. So where does that come from? That's a separate shir. 7 days. But it's not in the classical sources. The Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, none of these sources. But the Magen Avraham says, look at the Magen Avraham Yud Gimel, Shiva Yom Zeh Loshon HaRambam, Smag, Yimol Birach Mel Rishon, Bevarach HaYom Tezayim, because of Rashal, Kamash Hashem Tzarech Lahamtin Shloshi Yom. Right? The Rashal says that you don't have to wait. Moshe Kosov Bilikuto Isvarim. You don't even have to wait. Right? For Sefer Hakona, Kosov Gamke, Mitzvah Menamuvcha, Lakacha Biyom Rishon. Right? The Feirish. But Magid Mesharim, right, that's the Beis Yosef Sefer that he wrote with the Malach. We'll see. Kosov Gamkin Lahamtim Shivyom. So we're going to see is the 7 days is more Kabbalistic, sources, as we're going to see, but not the regular. But it's interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch himself, he doesn't quote these other. We're going to see this. The Beis Yosef quotes here. We're going to see on top the Beragola. Hey, Rav Yosef Jigatilya. Rav Yosef Jigatilya is not one of the people we normally quote in Halacha so much. He's Baal and Shari Ora. That's Kabbalistic, that's Kabbalah stuff. Yosef Jikatilia. So, it's interesting that the Beis Yosef ignored the regular, usually the Rambam is somebody he likes. Right? The Rambam.
Yeah.
And he didn't even make it. I mean, okay, the Magen Avraham brought him in, okay, but what about the Mechaber? And okay, I understand the Mechaber doesn't quote Meiris and Rabbeinu Yonah's or Rambam. At least he should quote.
He heard it from the Malach.
So that was it. But it's interesting. One second.
The Ramah didn't quote.
He didn't hear from the Malach. There is a sefer on page 21 called Shilas and Tshuvas Megidos. It's interesting, it should be more famous than it is, based on the person who wrote it. Who wrote it? Shilas and Tshuvas Megidos. Who wrote it? The Prima Gadim wrote it. Right, the Prima Gadim wrote this sefer, from Ben Yosef to Omim. And this is the edition that was put out by the Megid Yehuda, of Yehuda Meshulam Dov Palachek. I met him several times. He's a big Masader Gittin in Williamsburg today. Chuvas Megid Yehuda, and he's a big, and for some reason he decided to put out a nice edition of the Shut Megidos, which again, it's a classic sefer which should be more known than it is. So he just makes one small comment.
What page is that?
Well, the Sharblot was on page 21, and now the whole he's on page 22. So he writes, let's see from the top. Oh, Chaim Tov Chav Zayin. I'm Chaber Posse Dein Lekadosh Shalom Vono Asher Yavru Zayin Yom. Hu Das Hari Chikitilim. Bal Shari Ora. Al Pi Kabol. Moshevi HaBeis Yosef. Siem Ber Gol. So now he makes this comment. Utmiya Be'enai Sheshovak Laharif Da Rambam. Yesh Omrim. Misha Rai Yikadosh Biyad. And Rosh Matur Sovrim came. In other words, he makes this comment that it's to me of Einai that the regular people that he normally quotes, he leaves out. Should at least quote him as a Yesh Omrim. Mamish, you leave them out totally? So he says about himself, the Prima God, the last line, "Mikol Mokom Hamaktim Lo Hifsid V'chei Nahakti Ani." So, as he writes, as he quotes the other sheetahs of 3 days, so it's going back on that. So he says, "Hamaktim Lo," and the footnote Dalit, from Palachuk writes, "So Hamaktim Lo Kadosh Lo Achah Gimel Yom Lo Hifsid V'chei Kosa Prima Godim." In other words, sometimes you have the moon now, even though it's on 7 days, you take advantage, because then you'll forget. Your moon on the Mechoref, okay, at the whole Hashlosh Yom, Ainly Gorbi, Meishanoik. Okay, but that's the. So he's the one who officially registers the complaint that at least he should have, if the Paschal like him, but at least, you know, it's not sure like he took him off the charts. Yeah.
In the court, when it said that
where were you reading? Page 12? No. The Zalashan Ram is not going on the Shiva Yom. It's going on the Mobirach Ve'Elisha.
After 3 days.
Right, that much, right. As he said, a lot of times he'll do it after 3 days, he won't wait the 7 days. But before the 3 days, he said that he himself was annoyed. Even though he's complaining that that no one's quoting it, but since no one's quoting it, so he himself, doesn't really want to do it himself either. But what does Farmer points out, that I think, what's the din if somebody, he doesn't know, he just see, I see the moon, he doesn't know the halacha, 3 days, 7 days, 1 day, sees the moon, he makes Kiddush Levana. So one of the Farmer points out, I forget which one I saw it in, maybe the Kalantas, Lanter, Dayan Sefer. But it says that, when the Svar Mesur says, that Mustamba, he shouldn't make it again. Maybe he wants to hear from someone else. But there's one Kutaina, Rabbi Kivega has a famous tshuva. It has to do with Hilchas Mezuzah, that the difference between
when the Shulchan Aruch brings the Yesh Omrim and when he doesn't even quote the Yesh Omrim. Like he says, when it comes to not having a door on the thing, so the Rambam sheet is if there's no door in the room, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Omrim. But then there's another machlokas whether a bais otzer is chayiv. And there he only quotes the opinion that is chayiv. He doesn't quote the second opinion. So Rabbi Givega says he thinks that if the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a second opinion, then that's a chashivas that you could be choshish for. But if he doesn't even quote it at all, even though it's quoted in the maybe the basic, but if it didn't make it into the big times, into the Shulchan Aruch, then he feels that that's like nidcha. So you could say maybe this whole Rambam sheet is totally. I mean, the Rambam, he says the Rif, the Yad Ramah, etc., is nidcha maybe, and if it would be nidcha, then there would be a swara. But bottom line is, it still could be suffic brachas. So it comes out based on this that the original question that I asked is which is more chashuv. So if you're saying that it's a din in the Chiddush Halavana, so then the sliver is more chashuv than the ball. But if you're saying, like someone is saying, that it's a din in the Hanas Oro, in the Vadi, you got a whole big a ball that's shining.
Why is a ball more?
Because it's bigger.
So bigger,
gives more light. Bigger the ball. I mean, can be.
I mean, this I have to say is that. I mean, the Gemara, the Talmud says Haroah, right?
Right.
It doesn't give a climb. It says Haroah. It's not saying in the first day.
Right.
And if you look at the Machaber, like the Machaber phrases his halacha in the first halacha, he says Haroah lo mekudesh mevarech. He just stops there, you think, as soon as you see it.
Right.
And in Halakha Beis, he tells you when the end time to say it is.
Right.
And then only in Halakha Dalet, he says, in Brokhana Asheyavu.
Right.
So maybe, meaning, it was really like an Ikav, you think that'd be the first Halakha. Meaning, Zayin Yomim, Akar, Chiddush Halavana, Omrim, Dvarchim, whatever.
Right.
Maybe, even the Machaber is not sort of simple that. And halakha aleph is, as soon as you see it, you make the bracha. Halakha dalet is more like a
lachashila. That's why,
it's a funny order to say, just haroah, you say it, and then tell me the end time, and then only
afterwards you tell me when the beginning time is. Yeah. That's why when I made the packets, I did for the beginning time first, and then for the end time.
So, like with the packet order, it makes sense. But it makes sense that maybe he doesn't quote the Rambam because that's implicit in Halakha Aleph as the Rambam. Halakha Aleph is more like Dini Kabbalah or Al-Mizu Chassidus or something in the Rambam. That's why it's only in Halakha Dalet after he told you that he was to say it and was the end time to say it.
Okay, you hear what he's saying? Rabbi Tuchman, he wants to say that maybe you could say it's a stickle steer between Aleph and Dalet. Because Aleph is saying, roll the water of Chidusha right away. Divarch. And then in Dalet, he's saying, you got to wait 7 days.
And that's even after he told you when you can't say it.
Right. So Rabbi Tuchman is saying, the first thing you should speak about is when can you say it? Not when you can't say it, or when could you say it? So Rabbi Tuchman wants to suggest that maybe in the Hanami, that's what he says in Aleph. Haroa, you make it. And that's the Iker din.
That's the Rambam.
And Dalet, is he saying, okay, there's still...
It's better,
it's a nice, it's a hitter, it's to do it with after 7. The only thing is, there is... according to the lumdus of Dalet, and the lumdus of Aleph was strictly contradictory. I understand, but it's all Pikabel, but it's still going to be...
It's his
Yigra,
then you can't
say it. Yeah, so maybe he's talking possibly here. Now, what you said here is similar. Let's take a look at Rav Sternbach's Tshuva. In Tshuva Sanhedros, page 20. So he quotes here, "No gimel kaddish alvona achrei mariv, shkelim magdil uspal mariv, meilo kiddish alvona gam kein mukta beischol roi uzair alvona." Yeah, that's the separate. We need divrei shulchan aruch, kaddish achrei zayin, uvor beis yosef duval pi hakabala. Al nir lahavin shita saposkim shav shivas yom alvona gam pi pshuto, shas alvona meira yosef v'hidr mitzu l'var chalav. Well, meidach is as rizim magdim. Then he quotes the Rambam. I am Rambam. Mashma Shem Tzvas Rishon Kipshutu Davka. Can also near the Mashem Tzunenim or the Lanik of Rabbi Yom Rishon. You could say that you became Royal of Arif Ala Miyak Shemim Golmacha. Minay Yeshalom Lam Lamin Hagenu Shem Varchim Ad Gimel Yom Shal Koponim Ay Lacha. Okay, but then he makes a comment. Take a look. Ubiksav Yad. He told me they had Rachmi Velozhin. That's how. Move up. She robbed their Rebbe, meaning Rav Chaim Velozhin, Ubal Shagas Aryeh. That's how Niskavnu Udover Echad. And Rabbi Tuchman, who's the third. Shehaloshon haroa levana b'chidush levarach. Mashmah to take it, but also mischayv levarach. Right? It's mashmah right away. That from a kol berkasriya. Av the masech to sofer levarach rachshe mizbasim. Olav limana b'rosa aras. Shimrod is chayv miyad. Afilu b'yochid levarach take it. Divreim chiddush lo motzasi dover zemavur b'posk. So a little bit different. That he's saying that if you see it, you really should make the bracha right away because you saw it. So now it's like you saw the chiddush al avada. So it's not right not to give shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as soon as you saw it. Now there's a separate halacha that it's better to make the bracha later. So then maybe try not to see it till then.
Like
other mitzvahs which I have to do, I'll still chiddush. Like once you see it, you can't do it again right away. Right.
So
it
could even tie into that maybe. I don't
want to
say you blew it, but
I mean,
I guess it's still
Yom Tov
chiddush the whole half a
month. Right. Especially if you're going to wait for the later dates, then you're going to probably see it from before. So if you hold like this Rav Chaim Velozhin, they learn to give the Rokha Pshuto. The Rokha Levana, you should make it.
So whenever you see it.
I mean, the Pashas is, you see, we're trying to put together contradictory things. In other words, the Beis Yosef basically is quoting contradictory things. In other words, because the Masechet Sofrim never heard of this thing of the 7 days. That's nowhere in the Shas, nowhere. You know, so now the Mechaber is meshing together, you know, contradictory sheetis, really.
Unless it's not just one or the other. It's maybe the Rock of Kiddush Levana is Adam made a mixture of it.
Yeah, I think the Beis Yosef is really making the...
But I think you do see that by other Chiddush Habriya things, you don't say Kinkal, Neshchina, you don't have such a long bracha like this. Meaning it could be that it's a Chiddush Habriya, but also it has another aspect to it.
of Hana, or
whatever else that there is, Levana symbolizes.
Yeah, but as you said yourself yesterday, it's not clear that that in the Nigla part of Torah that there is this separate.
But you see by the fact that even in the Nigla, you see Kumkalif and Nishkina, and they have this whole long Habracha, which you don't have, but it's not also not the Bereshit Habracha, like all the other Brachas. So doesn't that indicate that there's something in it here?
Maybe.
Don't think Kumkalif and Nishkina when you see, lightning or thunder or Brachas Ivana.
Yeah, but why should that therefore? Okay, but I don't know what Kamashu Shkina makes it, you know, the Hanoa thing and the Kamashu Shkina, I don't know, one is the causality of the other. Yeah.
So, according to Sherman, he would say that I should have to try not to see until the afternoon time?
He's saying, in other words, if you want to put together this idea, these two ideas of Roa is a Machayev right away, and this idea of 7 days or whatever, so then there could be such Maisa. We don't assume like that. He says with Lo Matzasi Dover Zem Mevor Beposkim. So it's not in the word of the postgame. Yeah, Rabbi Lavi.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out,
so we're going to talk about that also. Like, is there a question of staring versus just precursors?
Right. So, like, what I'm saying is,
Right, but the Iker clearly is Roa Levana B'Chidusha, is the Chiddush HaLevana.
And the Gemara is asking, how come? What is that Chiddush?
Right, when is it no longer considered Chiddush HaLevana? When is it now considered
the... Was it the very first moment? Or do we say, no, it's kind of like more closer to the end?
Yeah, the Pashup shot is that, is what the Rambam says. It's the very first moment, and if you can't, then you can see it. That's the ideal part. Even though you wouldn't say, right. Well, that's what my good friend the Prima Gadim is timing in the Shut Megiddos. He says he feels a little slighted that the Rambam was left out, in the Mechaber. Didn't even warrant a Yesh Omrim. Neither did the Rabbeinu Yonah for that matter. But at least, the Rambam is the main postsake of the Mechaber, basically. It was the Rambam the Riff you just put together. So whatever the Rambam says is usually, what the Mechaber Paschal is like. And here it's like the whole, here the Rav Yosef Chikatilia, basically turned the slate.
So who's the one that says three? Who says that should be nine?
Well, Rabbi Yonah.
Yeah, but he's in the
Rishon. Who is
in the
Shulchan? Like in the Sakhra.
Okay,
Ramah also says one, but I'm saying... Right.
The people who
the Magda
is
three. Right.
Who is there, Elon
Gadol? Yeah, so if you look, let's see. So in the Magen Avram here, the Motzei Shabbos Kodem Shloshi Yavim, Eimei Kachem, because the Magen Avraham, he's the man. Because the Magen Avraham says that later on, Lubush Kotim Chal Motzai Shabbos Kotim Shivi Yomim Somchem. Lubush says in Chal Motzai Shabbos. In other words, we know Motzai Shabbos is also an Indian, right? And so he says, the Bush says, "V'chamotzei Shabbos kodesh yomim." So some people are being yoda. Katzim after shlosh yomim, they should be motzei Shabbos. So you want, you know, gam b'nei shatzibur, mikubotzim ubram hajat melch. Pei kosef habach, shlo hakmitz mitzvah. And motzei Shabbos kodesh shlosh yomim, then ein mekach. Because we weren't going to have the Shlosh Yom. Do you call them Amdi with Motzei Shabbos Abba?
So there's only a Seder for Shlosh Yom together with Motzei Shabbos and Rovan? Or is it, so let's say it's just a regular Thursday, Wednesday night or Monday night, and you go out and it's get the 3 days, and say, I'm hearing people at Davin Meir, so should you do it? Is it three?
It's three.
Or do you say, no, it's only three, but zero is Motzei Shabbos.
Mitzir Moshe Shabbos, meaning that...
Meaning you have a mile of Moshe Shabbos.
And
also, if you have the three, so those two things together allow you to say it. But let's say it's three, four, whatever, not seven. It's just three, and it's not Moshe Shabbos. You only have the mile, you only have the Rinyoni, you don't have the Moshe Shabbos.
Yeah. So Shabbos comes close.
Then should you say it also?
So...
If it's an issue of
that's going to be the machloikis with the Gro, when we see when the Maaser Rav, so he was the one who says to say, you know, you have to shloshi on, you know. And you're right. These poskim of Mashma that we want to get Motzei Shabbos in to be. So Motzei Shabbos is important, so therefore, so you'll have Motzei Shabbos if it's Kodem, but if you're not going to have 3 days, then Motzei Shabbos Kodem Shlosh Yom and Ein Mekachim. But they were all working with this, you know, the Shlosh Yom idea. Before Shlosh Yom, you know, it was safe for Akana, said before, but that, you know, that didn't, you know, how often do we pass to like the safe for Akana? Now let's see one more other thing. Let's take a look. And we'll see. I think that's how the Gaon presents. But we'll see. The Gaon will be in a future packet position. So far I had yesterday. Yeah. Okay, so let's see now. Take a look back on page 1. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kama Mevarchim, Al Cholish Ad Timolei Pikimasa. Rabbi Rav Yochanan, Amar Yehuda, Amar Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Nadai Amri Ad Shishosa. Which revived from Yochanan Tvirlei, Nuhu. So on one sheet it says that it should be only our, which is very interesting because the Pashup Shad of this Gemara is Ad Shiva. Then the end. And Yosef Jikatilna is saying it can only start at Shiva. Yeah. Now that Amri Ad Shisha Asar, which Ravayu Rav Yochanan Tzvirlei, because the Muslims of Yochanan Prigi. Rashi says, "Atimolai tzvilei tzvilehu." Because the Mil of Yehuda Sover Milei Prigi Masa, the Kamar of Yochanan, who has to Atchim Timolai Prigi Masa, that's the din of Arachim, Echina of Ravasi and Rav Yochanan. Kamen Varchim, Atchit Timolei Pigimosa. So everyone agrees this idea. Halameviki Seva, Halameviki Nafia. So the question is, what's called Malei Pigimosa? Once Shita says it's like the bow of an arrow, you need a half moon. That's like a bow, so that the bow is full. So that's like a half moon. And the other sheet that says you need like a nafia, which is a full moon, like a gula, Amish agula. So does it have to be like a bow that was filled in, or a circle that's filled in? So a bow, that would be seven. Right. Half the full moon. So Amalei Rav Acha Midirta Ravina V'Lorach HaTova HaMetiv. So why don't we make HaTova HaMetiv? So we'll see what that kasha is. But we should make HaTova HaMetiv on the moon. Right? When we're losing the moon, we don't make Dayan Emes. So when the moon is getting full, we don't make Atova Metiv. So why not? Let's do both. Let's make Atova Metiv and Dayan Emes. Vachina, which Ravayev came into Hainu Orche, Loma Vachina. Because this is the normal course of events. It's not like something out of the ordinary happened, good or bad. It's the normal course of events. You don't make Atova Meitiv.
If you go to the next day, it's
going to
wane already.
Yes, you gotta be a real yak. You gotta be on time.
Weather permitting.
Yeah. Mavarach HaTova HaMetiv, says Rashi, third line, on Rav Yehuda Parach. He says, this is going on the opinion of Rav Yehuda, who says that Shiva. He's saying that, granted, Rav Yehuda is so limiting, it's only seven, so you can't make Mechadish Chadashim, but at least make HaTova HaMetiv. We have HaTova HaMetiv, Shekol Shoshah, who HaMetiv, want to be Mimus, HaTova Shem, Sefer Leil Olam. So that's how Rashi learns. In other words, Rav Yehuda is so limiting, after seven, it's already too late, but at least we should be allowed to make HaTova HaMetiv, and the Gemara says, no. You can't even do that. That's Rashi. Look at the Marshal of the Chochmah Shlomo on page 3. Says the Marshal, Yilorach HaTov Ad Rabbi Yehuda Parach, Nichtov, Tziv, Kvodim Kov Munach. He ain't a Tzrechim Uzzah. He doesn't agree that it's only Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Lukhu Me'alma, Maksha, Yilorach HaTov HaMetiv. Mashi Yishlo, Bracha, Acheres, Tain Mechadish Kadoshim. Mabakach, Halo, Osa Bracha Kai, Abriyas Hashem, Umaseyu, Bracha Datova Mekit Kai, Al Hanasa Adam, Kimo Al Yain. He says, the Bracha of what? Of Mechadish Kadoshim is on the Bria. The Bracha Tova Mekit is on Hanasa Adam. Just like when you have wine, you make Katova Mekit. Whereas he's saying, in other words, it's in both shitas, because each shita it ends at a certain point. So he's saying, so even though you missed it, so maybe you could still make that bracha. And what will be the pshat? That the bracha of Mechadish Chadashim is on the Chiddush HaLevana, and the bracha of HaTov HaMetiv is on the Hana. In other words, it already got filled, and it's now the day after,
But it's still bimilua, you're still getting hanah, then you should make a tov meitiv to the market of Yisrael or the market of Yisrael.
Why not pay after?
Okay. Because I thought maybe Rav Limuah, the whole apochas, achas, shiva, dasu, came then in Mishlei Musa. You're right, it's not Hanami, but I guess maybe since they made this bracha, you know, Vod the Meis Oviv, the Mavarach, the Daya Ha'emes, Alamisa, Vod Besor, Sayyirusha, Tova, Meitiv. Even after, certainly before. Okay, that could be. So that's what the Chachma Shlomo says. So in the Sefer Kiddush Levana here, on page 17, to the top, he says, "Yod Hei to B'Divrei Marshal," we just saw, B'Mas Sanhedrin, "T'Virkas Mechadish Chadashim Koy Al Briyas Hashem Maseu, V'Tchilas Chiddush Levana." Because I told my mate, he called Hanos Adam. He should be sure to pay his Rashi. I can be more sure to pay. Because we had the brick of the Chadish Chadashim, as he nominally told us over. He didn't want to tweak, we had the beginning of the brick of Slavana. She just, Mashal Kai Habracha al Rak al Shevach Priya Salavana, the Chidusha. That's Mashal Kai Gam al Tova Sohar.
That's why the
Marshal
permits a blind person.
Oh, excellent. Hare, look further down, page 17. Lufize. Hare Hamarshal, Ozil Shitoso. She calls the Birchus Kadosh Rosh, he ain't all Torah to Oro. And therefore he permits the. So he wants to say that it's for Shitoso that he's saying the Bracha of Kadosh Kadoshim is on the Chiddush HaLevana. And Hatov Meiti would be on the Hana, whenever you would possibly make it. And therefore he's saying that's the Mashal Shitasa, where you're mechaving. The Mashal Shitasa, that even the blind person can make it, even though he's not. Okay, that's an interesting ha'ara that he wants to make. That the Chuvas HaMashal and this Chachma Shlomo, he thought could be in tandem. Oh, so it comes out, and we'll see more, that, you know, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, the Pashup Shad in the Rishonim, is that the Hiddur is on the sliver, not on the, but, I mean, you would have predicted this, like, in the Kabbalah, in the Hasidus, to make it on the big, the shine, you know what I mean? If you'd have to choose the two, you know, who would say it's on the sliver, you know, it's like the Misnagin and the Chassid. You know, the snagging is making the sliver, and the chassid wants a nice, Rabbi Danny Zuckerman, who's telling me he was in the Chassidus Shtibel in Staten Island, I think Rabbi Pollack's shul or something, and it was the whole thing by Kiddush Levana, and they were discussing whether it was a good enough move to make, so the Rav, I think Rabbi Pollack maybe, Rabbi Danny Zuckerman was telling me what was said. It's a kosher levana, but not a shayna levana, you know, because you see the Hasidic mentality or the more Kabbalah mentality would be, it's as you would thought, you know, the litvak, oh, the sliver, you make the, on that, and understand the Hasid would say, oh, let's get a. Geshmaka, but it could be fakir. That this is really the. Right, so that's how the Zohar, like he preempted, he had the. Like I was speaking to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, he was saying it's interesting how, Rabbi Yosef Jikatilia, got the prime. Okay, you could say, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that. Rabbi Yosef heard it from the Malach. It's interesting how many times in Shulchan Aruch is it that he heard it from the Malach, and therefore he leaves out the but the Sefer Megiddos, Tainus. You would think that at least the Rambam should have some Yesh Omrim, particularly Yesh Omrim, she quoted. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef,
you continue, we'll take a break now. We always want to stay for the Chumash. You're welcome. If not, you can go. And then we'll have, if we have a minyan, we can have a mitzvah. And then we'll, and then Monday, Bez Hashem, we'll continue. As I, if you wait 1 second.